This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for another couple hours till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are joined right now from Victoria from Natural Alternatives. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I don't enjoy the snow as much as I know you do. We've got plenty of it up here, but I know you're doing well because of this snowstorm that we've had.
Yes, I had a lot of fun. I totally acted like a child outside in the snow. I couldn't help it. 2020, I needed to do it.
Perfect. Now, last week, I pushed our listeners to get ready for that snowstorm that's coming with a couple of the different ice melts that you have. And, you know, you have some really good ones to be used out there that are safe, right?
We have two options for listeners, depending on what their needs are.
Now, let's get down into the details of both of these, because I want to know some of the differences and what we can do. Let's start with the CMA ice melt that you have. You know, what are the benefits and how can we use it to be, you know, be the most successful?
Absolutely. So our CMA ice melt is a 100% CMA ice melt, which is calcium magnesium acetate, which means it is chloride free. So if you're looking for to stay chloride free, this is the way to go. Or if you just built a property, whether you just put in a patio or you just put in a new set of steps, things like that, that's what CMA is great for. So anything that you've built recently that is at least 30 days old, so a new concrete patio or a new set of steps, as long as it's 30 days after it's been installed, you can use this CMA. And it's less corrosive than tap water, so that's why you can use it on new properties. And what the main difference is, besides being able to use it on new properties, is it is different. It only works to 15 degrees. And when you put it down, it turns the ice and snow into an oatmeal-like consistency, kind of drying it out, making it very easy to remove. So meaning that you can easily blow or push it out of the way with a shovel. So for this product, again, it's just like our others. It's pet-friendly. It's safe for the environment. It's safe for your lawn, so you don't have to worry about damage from any runoff from the product, things like that. So all the tips on our regular ice melt, with it being, again, pet-friendly, things like that, all stand for the 100% CMA as well. The main difference is the new properties and what you're looking to. And then I know some of your listeners like to steer away from chloride. So again, if you'd like to do that, CMA is the way to go. And there is a price difference because of what CMA is and how it's made. So again, this is a product that you can use the PPGC code for 10% off. And we have two sizes available for the 100% CMA, and that is a 30-pound bag. And then we also have a 6-pound shaker jug as well.
Awesome. Now, this, I know one of the things we'll discuss a little bit here is, you know, if people do have some questions on if they should be using the CMA versus your other ice melt that we'll discuss in a second here, you want people to call you to discuss it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our phone number to reach us is 888-546-5941. I would love to talk to you about it because I do have a lot of customers that use both products, depending on where they're using it and what they're using it for. And I can guide you in the direction that is going to be best suitable for you. So I want to discuss that. And if you don't have time to talk on the phone, you're busy, you can send me an email as well. It's all listed on our website at naturalalternative.com. You'll just scroll to the bottom and all of our contact information is at the bottom. So you can find that and do whatever is easiest for you. But yes, please reach out to us if you have questions or you're not sure. We're here for you.
Awesome. Now that, so we talked a little bit about the CMA, but you have another product, your ice melt, and it comes in multiple sizes. But what's the difference with this one? Why would we be using this one?
So our standard natural alternative ice melt is known for a lot of things, and our main thing is, of course, protecting the environment as a whole, as well as your pets. We want them to be safe when they go outside, definitely this time of year. But our standard ice melt melts to negative 16 degrees, and it resists thawing and refreezing, meaning once you put it down, it's going to continue to work for you. So that layer of ice that always happens underneath the snow, the most dangerous layer, if you get your product down before the storm starts, you do not have to worry about that layer. It's also the hardest layer to remove because you're trying to break it up with your shovel, things like that. So this product helps that. And then it's also safer for hardscapes and vegetation. So if you've worked hard in your lawn, I know a lot of your listeners not only use our ice melt, but they also use our lawn fertilizer. So you're putting a lot of work into your yard. Traditional rock salts can prevent growth in lawns for years, depending on what product you've used. And our product does not do that. So you don't have to worry about any dehydration of the soil with our product, which is great. And then you can use our standard ice melt on any hardscapes that are at least a year old. So again, that's where the CMA comes in. If it's a new property, use the CMA. If it's a year old, use the standard ice melt and it's safe for the product. It's 3 times more powerful, so you're only using a third of the product that you do with traditional rock salt. And it does not become slippery when wet, which is a major thing, is if you over-apply standard ice melt, they can create like a residue, and it can become a little bit slippery on the property, like after your snow is gone and stuff, and ours does not do that. And it also has no greasy residue, so you don't have to worry about tracking it indoors on your hardwood floors or your carpets. You don't have to worry about any of that. And it's also proven to be safer for fish as well. So we've tested it to make sure that it's safe. And if you live near waterways, we've made sure to protect you and the aquatic life as well as your pets. So we've put a lot of work into how we blend our product and how to make it work great, easy to apply, but yet safe. So we work really hard to do that. So this does come in a lot of sizes. We have a 9-pound shaker jug. And then we have a 20-pound bag and a 50-pound bag. And then we also have a special on 2 20-pound cartons, and that special will end this year, and we will not have the cartons anymore. I personally like the cartons because they come with a handle on the top, and they're really easy to just put on a shelf and store if I have leftover ice melt at the end of the year. My second favorite is the 9-pound shaker jug because it's super, super easy to just stick my hand out the door and apply it to my sidewalk. So I don't always have to be out in the snow. And then if you're looking for like a refill option, of course our 50-pound bag is very heavy. So I usually lean towards the 20-pound bag, and it comes with a handle. So you can, easily just drag it around, and you can refill the shaker jug. So they are reusable. So if you have a shaker jug, you can buy the 2 cartons. or a bag to just refill that shaker. And I always keep a shaker by my door. But I know, Patrick, I want to go over a couple, if you don't mind, questions that I get a lot from your listeners that I just want to give a little more detail on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If people are asking, we want to know.
Yeah, definitely. So, of course, I always get the your product is a little bit more expensive than what I can go pick up at my local store. So the main difference is, I know just a second ago I said that you only apply one third of the amount of our product versus your traditional rock salt. So right there is a big, big difference. So you can say you order one bag from us that can potentially last you all winter unless we keep getting big storms like we just did. But we can potentially protect you all winter with one product versus multiple bags. So that explains a lot of the price right there. And then it's also the damage that rock salt can cause on your property. So not only is it dangerous for your pets because it can heat up to really high temperatures, it's also damaging to any concrete you have, any hardscapes that you put down that you've used a sealant with, things like that. So the list goes on and on. But the main thing is, because we are also a lawn and garden company, we want to protect your lawn as well.
Perfect. Now, we have plenty more to discuss because I think this is definitely something we want to know more about. So hang tight with us. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, more with Victoria from Natural Alternative, and we'll be discussing some more ice melt. So hang tight. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we are talking with Victoria from Natural Alternative. Some great information about the different ice melts that they have. We were just going over a few things. Some frequently asked questions, and we wanted to make sure everybody heard it. So I want to continue with that, Victoria. What else... What else are people asking that they want some more info on?
Yeah, of course. Besides the price difference, we also get the question of how do you know you can apply it to your property and when to apply it? We always recommend applying before a storm if you can. I know not everybody is home when you get the notification that the snow is actually coming. But if you can get it down before a storm, that's key. If not, just put it down as soon as possible. It will do its job. It just works most effectively if you can beat the storm, because we want to get to that first layer of ice that happens. It all breaks down with water, so you're not going to have to worry about having to clean up anything after. It starts to break down as soon as moisture is in the air, so if you put it down, it's going to immediately start working. The only difference is if you've just put down a new property, you're not sure, you can contact the builder and let them know what you're working with. If you need more information from us, again, this is where you can give us a call, 888-546-5941. I will even speak with your builder if needed to explain what our product is, or our CMA, and he can let you know. Most builders will know what they want to recommend for you. So that's just an opportunity for you to give us a call if you have any additional questions. The main difference is newer properties less than a year, we do recommend CMA. And then any properties over a year, the standard ice melt works perfect. And all products are, again, safe for the environment, your lawns, and your pets, of course. So that's two of the main questions that we get, is just when to apply, why does it cost more, things like that. I also want to let anybody know, is more is not better when you're using our product. you know, just because it doesn't look like you're putting a lot down, it's going to do its job. Again, you're putting down a third of your traditional rock salt, so if that makes a picture for you in your mind. But if you over-apply, you do get a little bit of a white residue left behind. It is all water-soluble, so after the winter's over, if by chance you have any of that residue, you can just simply rinse it off. It comes right up, no problem there. So again, if you guys come up with any questions you're not sure about, or maybe you missed part of the segment here this morning, give us a call, and I will gladly help you out with that.
Awesome. Now, you know, Christmas is coming, obviously, on Friday, but we're looking at some freeze-type thaw effect in my area. Friday is going to be in the, you know, close to 50 with some rain. So we're going to have that refreeze. But say I wanted to get it in time for that. Do we have time to order that, to get it by the end of the week?
Yes. Place your order today. We will send all orders out tomorrow that come in today, all the way up until 2 o'clock on Monday. All orders will go out same day. So we will push them out. All orders will ship UPS. So unless there's a holdup with UPS, you should get it no problem. Typically, most areas are 2 to 3 business days, so you should have it by Monday, as long as your order is in by 2 o'clock on Monday.
Perfect. I know, you know, that's my... You know, I have no problem with the storm putting it down right after, but it's the refreeze that happens that always, you know, gets me nervous.
Absolutely.
And I know with your product, though, you know, putting it down prior is going to help with that, but I just always like to be safe. But, you know, as you said, you don't want to put too much down. You want to put it at the right amount to make sure you're, A, using it efficiently, and B, you know, not using a whole jug where you spent some money on.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, we do have some pictures on our website for comparison if you want to see the difference on what traditional rock salts look like when applied versus how much product ours is compared. Just in case you need a visual, that is on our website at naturalalternative.com. Or, of course, if you don't want to go on the website, give me a call and I'll send those pictures to you via email. No problem.
Awesome. And that phone number, one more time for you guys,
is 888-546-5941.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Victoria. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we will talk soon.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators reached an agreement on the Federal Reserve's emergency lending powers late Saturday, clearing the last major hurdle on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package for hurting Americans. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania were finishing details on a compromise Saturday night. In an apparent overreach by California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, COVID-19 restrictions, a Superior Court judge ruled Wednesday that 2 strip clubs in San Diego can remain open. Judge Joe Wolfile ruled that San Diego County had not provided sufficient evidence to prove that the 2 businesses had done anything to increase the danger of patrons contracting the virus.
SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket Saturday to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust, USA Radio News. Forget the big burly thugs. Why enlist scary people to enforce your governmental mandates when you can use Santa Claus to keep the masses in line? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home. But call your grandparents and your cousins and your family, and it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I want to get right into the lines here and answer some questions for you. So Nathan, who's up next?
Linda's in Rochester.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I also have a question about Christmas cactus.
Sure.
I have four. I have a white one, which looks just fine. It bloomed for me. I keep them out on a screened-in porch during the summer. And the other three had a strange reaction. They dropped every leaf they had, and all I had sticking out of the ground was a few stubs.
Okay. So the ones that are just sticking out of the ground?
Yeah, I have them now in a kind of a large terrarium on the south side of the house, so they get light most of the day, and they started to relief, you know, send out more leaves, but I don't know what I did wrong. I had them out on the porch. I kept them watered with rainwater. I left them out until out there until the, like I said, the white ones started to bloom, and then I brought them in. But the other three, I'm looking at them right now, and they look a little sick.
Okay. So the first one flowered, and the others aren't doing well. And the stems on them, are they almost look withered, or are they at least, you know, look strong?
The new leaves look fine. They're a little small as yet. I'm assuming probably they'll get a little larger. But I'm thinking to myself, if I put them back out, you know, for the summer, will they drop everything they've regrown? It was a very strange reaction, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing to them that they didn't like.
For some reason, the ones that, you know, it's weird because they all were out at the same time. You took them all in at the same time, etc. Maybe a couple of them for some reason got hit by a frost a little bit more than another. I'm not saying that it happened, but...
Yeah, it's a screened-in porch. I brought in all my houseplants. I kept an eye on the weather.
Yep.
But I left these out there a little bit longer because I do know they like to, they need a shot of cool temperatures in order to do something. But like I said, I noticed during the summer that those other three, like I said, they just dropped everything. So yeah, I was wondering what the problem was.
So there could be a little bit of overwatering. They don't like to be sitting in water, so that's part of it. That could be. I'm not saying it necessarily is.
Yeah.
But they don't like to be sitting in water. They like more like they're drought tolerant, really.
Yeah.
So they don't like to.
They like to dry out between waterings before you
yes.
give them more, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, you know, that could be part of it. There could be, but it also could be the opposite, right? You know, you said you were watering with rainwater and doing that and taking care of them. But at the same time, we went through a major drought during the summer, which technically we're still in. But maybe that was part of it. Maybe it dried out too much at one point. And it lost some of the nutrients and lost some of the, you know, everything that was in the soil. So it could be either one. So there is, you know, obviously it's a drought-tolerant plant because it is, you know, that cactus, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it dries out too much, right? So there's a possibility. They kind of look the same, which is unfortunate. I wish it was a little bit easier to be like, okay, that's overwatering, that's underwatering.
Yeah.
But they kind of have the same look to them.
Yeah. Would you recommend, like, fertilizing, say, once a month when they're out on the porch for their summer vacation?
Oh, definitely. I like how you put that with the summer vacation. That's perfect. But I would definitely, you know, once during the season, once a month. And then when we know it's about time to... for it to flower, right? We know around the same time it's going to start pushing its buds when it has that cool temperatures.
Yeah.
Go from once a month to every 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Because
then what's going to happen is you're going to start to see those buds form. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you want to push some fertilizer and maybe like one with a high in phosphorus level.
Yeah. Maybe like a 5-10-5 or something like that?
Yeah, anything that has the middle number that's heavy.
Yeah.
And what it'll do is it'll push that flower to get bigger and stay longer and keep that structure there. But, I mean, you're right when you did with the cool weather, getting it. You want it to have that 55-degree temperatures at night.
Yeah, well, certainly reach that where they were, but not down to freezing. I keep an eye on things.
Perfect. You know, so I think it could be a little bit of the watering back and forth because of the, you know, the drought that was happening. That could be part of it.
Yeah.
The other thing what I'd like to see you take a look at, and it seemed like you've had these Christmas cactus for a few years.
Yeah, some of them. The white one is the newest one. And I'm looking at it right now. I'm standing over looking at them. It's held all of its leaves. So I was puzzled as to why just that one seemed to be okay. And the other three, well, were telling me they were unhappy with something.
Yeah, so what I would like to see you do is check the planters for how the root system is growing. You know, put your hand around the plant, basically, you know, separate your fingers and put that in the middle of the plant, flip the pot over, and take a look at the root system.
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes what will also happen is they can be very pot-bound. Like I was telling... I believe it was Henry earlier in regards to his, you know, the Christmas cactus, they don't mind being slightly pot-bound, but if they're too pot-bound, some of those things will happen as well. So I'd take a look at the root system and see, all right, is it circling too much? And basically, if you see roots that are... You know, have some space and there's some soil in between the roots, it's fine. But if you're just seeing...
What do you recommend for soil?
Just like a light indoor mix. Espoma has some great potting mixes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get like the the cactus or succulent soil.
Yes.
If you do, that's fine too. It has a little bit of sand in it to make it so it will drain a little bit. But you do want some soil to it because you want a little bit of space in between the roots. Now, if the roots are just on top of each other, then it might be time to just upgrade to the next size pot. You don't want to go too big on the pot. This isn't one where, you know, you can go from like a 6-inch pot to like a 12-inch pot. You want to go from like a 6-inch to an 8-inch or even a 7, right? That's what we're looking to do. And sometimes that, you know, that being too root bound will cause it to dry out a little bit quicker because it has so many roots that it's trying to catch as much water, but there's no soil in it, so the soil's not slowing the water down, you know what I mean? So that it can slowly get into the plants. Now, when it comes to the watering, just one rule of thumb that I like to do, even with plants that don't need as much water, I like to do a heavy watering that once every couple weeks on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So water it, let it sit, the water will run out, then water it again, the water will slowly seep through, and sometimes I'll even do it like a third time, so that the water at that point will just slowly seep in, getting that deep soaking that the root system will need, so that you don't need to water it as much, right? So that could be part of it. But there's a number of things, and it's, you know, it always seems to happen, right? One looks great, and then the others don't. And it's like, well, I did everything the same. Well, some of the, you know, just because they're different plants, they kind of have the mind of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be looking at that. One other thing, say you don't want to water as often. You can take like some... like some dishes to put underneath the saucers underneath the plants, put some rocks on the bottom of it and fill it with water. And, you know, and that might be able to allow it to absorb some of the moisture from there and then retain the moisture from there. So, 'cause when it starts to flower, that's when it's going to be even more, in need of water. Right. So, you're just getting ahead of it a little bit. So those are just a couple of things that I would do maybe a little bit differently to help out with them for this next year and get them ready for their next summer vacation.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Linda. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we have Randy from Randy's going to be joining us, give us some great information in regards to what we're going to, you know, some last-minute gift ideas. He's from HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. He also is one of our, a friend of the radio show who helps us with Summit Chemical, which where they have those mosquito dunks and the mosquito bits. Some great products there. I love talking about them, so something to think about. But we do have a call, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Candy's in Florida.
Candy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Good morning.
This is the beginning of the last call about Christmas cactus.
Yes.
And a neighbor gave me one last week. I brought it in, and I know because I hate to say this to you because of what you're going through up there. I'm in Florida, and the air conditioning is on, and I know it's too cold. I don't know what temperature I need to put it on. All the little, you know, she gave it to me. Every stem had a sweet little bud on the end, and now I have sweet little buds on the table.
Gotcha. So you don't want it to be too cold at this point. It does, you know, put it in a south-facing window, so it's going to get some more sun.
Right. Oh, I forgot it in a facing window.
Okay. What's the air conditioning set at?
It was too cold. Meat locker. My husband likes it cold.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I have it about 73. I had it under the tree, so it was getting some shelter from the Christmas tree.
Yep.
But then it got moved, and I think it got a little bit too cold. It's probably about 73 in here.
Well, Well, that's not bad. I could go for 73. But I think one of the things, so it likes that cold period to set the blooms, but then right. from there, what you need to do, get it in a sunny window. It wants like 70 degrees, 75 degrees. So you're on that perfect temperature. Oh. What could be happening is it could be, you know, the watering. How often did you water?
I heard what you said, and I will do that with it now to the
spoiler.
But I usually put it, of course, it's in a foil thing, so I take the foil thing off, I put it in the sink, I let the water run through.
Perfect.
And but just every few days, when it feels light.
What I would also do is maybe get some fertilizer on there.
Oh,
to help push some of those flowers back that stayed on.
Okay.
Go with like just an all-purpose or even a fertilizer with the heavy middle number, like a bloom booster. You can get it as a wettable powder. You mix in a container and water it in.
Right.
Do that now and then in about 2 weeks again. And I bet you it'll push some more blooms for you. But make sure it's in full sun. The temperatures are fine.
I have a slider that faces directly south.
Perfect.
So,
I'd put it right there.
Very hot. But thank you very much, Patrick. Have a merry Christmas. Great hearing your voice.
Thank you. You too. Have a great one. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science. Better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Liz is in Cape Cod.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. My question is about amaryllis. I set mine out all summer, and I put them in pots and brought them in, and now they're just, I brought them upstairs to where it's warm, and they're just coming up. I have three of them in an indoor window box, mm-hmm. and they're just sending up their shoots. Can I grow any of them in just water like we do the paper narcissus, or do they all need to have soil?
I like to keep them in soil to make it easier to grow. But I will tell you this. I've grown them where I didn't water them in soil, and they grew. So, it's not necessarily about heavy watering or something like that. It's more about the sunlight and that. The bulbs, if you go into a garden center now and you see some of the amaryllis, they're just growing in like containers with nothing in them yet, like the little packages that you can buy them in. I've seen some where the flowers already coming through because it it doesn't really need it.
I just wondered where the paper narcissus, they're so cool to watch the roots develop and all that for kids to watch. If an amaryllis bulb,
okay.
If it's too big or if I could still do that, just put it in water in a tall vase to watch.
So you could definitely try that out. It's not as easy like as you said with like the paper whites. They'll show the roots underneath it or like
a hyacinth, right? Some of the sometimes hyacinths, you force the hyacinths and they do the same thing. And they are pretty cool to watch the root system develop. excuse me, but they're, you know, I don't see a problem with doing this. Just finding the right size vase is going to be the problem, because they make them, you know, for hyacinth, so the hyacinth bulb will sit right on the top.
Right.
Maybe it's getting, you know, a vase where you can have some sort of like almost like structure holding the bulb upright. You know, maybe a couple like the long like wooden picks that you can use to do like kebabs and everything.
Sure.
Maybe almost doing something on the top of a vase to kind of make it so it holds it, so the roots will go down. I think that's going to be the hardest part, but I don't see why it couldn't be done.
Well, I was going to put it on pebbles in the vase.
Oh, you know, perfect.
Put some little pebbles in and sit it on that.
Yeah.
And
so go ahead.
Sorry. With paper whites, I use these clear straws, wide, big straws.
Yep.
When they first came up, so that they really worked quite nicely. The ones that had straws came up just as well as the ones that didn't, but they were all upright and supported each other.
Okay.
Nice.
The one thing I just, you know, make sure that it just doesn't sit in water. That's the big thing. You don't want,
of course.
You don't want it sitting in standing, you know, standing water. I think other than that, you would be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thanks.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great one. Bye. All right. We're just a minute or two away from the break. We do have coming up Randy Schultz joining us from it's Home Garden and Homestead.com. Some great information about what we can be getting for that last-minute gift for the garden lover, what we can be getting them to... have a great Christmas. Comes from a lot of great information on their website. They have a great newsletter. But we'll talk about some different stuff that you might not have thought of for a gift. But they're actually kind of cool. I was looking at them, some of the ideas the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, that might actually be kind of nice. And one of them actually has to do with a drill, a cordless drill. But it's talking about getting the auger and everything with it. I mean, I'd be fine with getting a nice cordless drill, powerful. I'm fine with that. But we'll discuss that a little bit more when we get on back from the break here. So at 9 o'clock, listen up for that. Like I said, Randy Schultz will be here to giving us some of that great information. He's a great friend of the show, so we love having him on at any time of the year. So hang tight for that. And then after that, we'll wrap up the show with the last half hour and answer some of your garden questions. So keep the phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.